Louis Bauer, the Baffin's Milton Rovers manager, joins me. Louis, your side have beaten AFC Stoneham by 3-1 tonight. What do you make of the visitors?
Yeah, I'm pleased. I mean, they're a tough side. They're looking to get promoted for next season. They're doing their ground. They beat us at their place 2-0 and rightfully deserved it. I think tonight we had a bit of a different attitude about us. We expected what they can do. They've got some good players in their side. Luke Musselwhite, he's a handful, scored again tonight. So, but I think we've kept him quiet, and that was what we set out to do.
Looking at the table, obviously Hamble Club have won tonight by 4-1. The title's going now, surely.
Yeah, we knew the title was, you know, gone. We had a poor period sort of just after Christmas. We lost 3 or 4 players through holidays, injuries, long-term stuff, 3-4 weeks. Missing Jason Parrish, Chaz Gardner, but the boys have come in. Players like Lenny Burney has been absolutely terrific. So, yeah, I can't ask much more for the boys.
What did you make of Lenny Burney tonight? He's obviously scored again and had a pretty decent game for your side.
I signed Lenny a couple of months ago when I knew we were losing Jason Parrish. I've had Lenny with me at a couple of clubs, Horndean, and what you get out of him is honesty and ability. The boy's lost his pace a little bit, but he's actually, he's touch around the box, his awareness what's around, he's very intelligent, and he's a great lad to work with.
The game tonight, talk me through it for your side.
I thought we started a little bit slow, first 5 minutes. I made sure that we got through our midfield players, Danny Rimmer in particular, picked up players a little bit quicker. And then I think we bossed it and dominated the game the first half. I think the whistle came too early for us, really. Second half, we were a bit slow coming out. But generally, I thought we were a better side tonight. We passed the ball better. I think we were a far better side, really.
What did you make of the referee's performance tonight?
To be fair, it's always going to be a tough game, you know. Stoneham, big side, they get the ball back to front, they have a battle, they get bodies in the way. But it shows you, I mean, the boy Jamie White has got for me, he's been unbelievable this season. He wasn't in the side last season, but this season he's been immense, absolutely immense. And I can't speak highly enough of the boys, really. I've enjoyed my time. The fact that, you know, you've come here now and, you know, you've got great players and good players and you're just trying now just to mould them a little bit.
Baffin's Milton Rovers, you can see just to the left of us the work that's going on. Talk to me a little bit about the work that is going on here at the Langston Sports Ground, Louis.
Well, we're trying our hardest. The Portsmouth City Council have given us a 50-year lease for the ground. Kendalls are supporting us unbelievably. The concrete yard down there, as you can see, we've now got the work's in progress. We've concreted the path, we've bought the stand off of Hayling, so it's all hands to pump. And all appreciate to the boys, because we're coming here on a Saturday morning before we're playing. You're getting 8-10 of the lads here working, laying concrete. It's going back to the days like Jimmy Grimble, where people want to play football, you know. And you know, so to me, it's been a breath of fresh air, really.
Before we go, let's talk about your next game. It's going to be the champions, Hamble Club, next up for Baffin's.
Yeah, we've got no game Saturday, which is sort of quite handy for the boys. A few amount injured. We were a few missing tonight as well. Keeper Tony Mell's been great, but the new keeper's coming for us to goal. He's been excellent. And we know that's going to be another war. You know, it does spoil it a little bit, I know, but... And we've got them in the cup, and we've got Stoneham in the final of the cup as well. So we've still got 3 games to play, 2 cup finals. And, you know, I think we can finish second now, that no one else can catch us. So that's worth a few quid to the club. So
Do you feel that Baffin's have been a little bit hard done by? Because you've actually got pretty much the same number of points last year, but you haven't won the league this year.
Yeah, it's our own sort of fault. We haven't had a big enough side. Handball, we've got 64, 65 players signed. We've not had that luxury, and sometimes we're actually struggling to get the 11, 12 players out. And, you know, at this standard of football, it's not their job. You can't expect them to have time off of work, losing £200 to work to come and play football. But what you have got here is an honest bunch of boys. The likes of Blue Bone, you've seen the boy's ability. He should be playing higher than that. And apart from his total temperament, he's got everything about him.
I need to ask you about temperament. One of their lads, the same lads, was sent off for fan abuse of language. That's stupid at any level, surely.
We've not had a very good disciplinary record ourselves this season. There's something I've been trying to bring in last season and this season. We were on a suspended fine and over bookings and stuff. And most of our bookings have been for petulance. And I can't abide that. So it's something that we're going to have to work on next year and make sure that, you know, we do the right things.
Well, Louis, congratulations on the win tonight. It's been a pleasure speaking with you, and for my first Hampshire game, been a good game.
Yeah, you enjoy it. That's good.
Cheers, Louis. Thank you very much.
Welcome.
Cheers.
Thank you.